turunduse täht.
I ended up with thinking of a positive one. I found one that actually is in a way negative, but quite amusing. And that's, still on the subject of chocolate bars. I saw this morning.
We are a bit hungry, probably.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I saw this, it happened over the weekend, so it's very topical. But in America, the Hershey bar, you've heard of that?
Yeah, well, we have.
You know, it's a kind of traditional chocolate bar in America. They revamped their logo, and because when you're in marketing for a company like Hershey's, that sort of thing's a really big deal. They had a three-dimensional logo. They've simplified it, taken out shadows, taken out embossing, and created a really simple two-dimensional logo. And the official statement from Hershey's said that this refreshed visual identity is an expression of our progression to a modern, innovative company that positively impacts on our local communities. That's the typical sort of marketing bullshit you might expect to come out with, you know, something as simple as a new logo. But what's actually happened is that many people have taken to social media, and particularly Twitter, over the weekend to compare this brown image they've created. It's been variously compared to a steaming turd and a pile of poo by people on Twitter. And when you look at the image, that's exactly what it looks like. So I'm afraid it might go down as one of those great marketing disasters that we're here to see as it happens.
So to whom you want to give her a star?
definitely to Hershey.
Okay.
For being bold enough to go with that.
Thank you. Anu, any ideas?
I have two candidates. They are different. And I'll tell you and then you decide. One of the candidates is an Estonian company that works with kiosks. Yeah, is this the word?
Yeah.
And I noticed the advertising. And the advertising was telling me that start your own business with us. And for the first, when I saw it, then I thought that, oh my God, what a great example about employer branding. That there is one company in Estonia who really have understood that there is a kind of some other meaning behind work than just coming to work every day. But there is something that maybe you can really go to work there and then learn how to start your own business. But then I realized when I talked about that, I thought it's really great. And then I realized that they are actually advertising the franchise options. And my second candidate is that when we previously knew that Hennes & Mauritz, the Swedish clothing company, was very famous about using different well-known designers in designing, asking them to design some collections. And they have done it for, I don't know, maybe tens of years or 10 years now. If we go a step further, then Estonian newspaper, Estonian Express, is also using not guest designers, but guest head editors, can we say so? So they are taking famous people and giving them a chance during 1 week to be a head editor of the most influential Estonian weekly. So I think that I don't know, should we award a star for them, but I think that this is kind of maybe a way of thinking that bringing in new ideas might benefit your company, even if you're not in a clothing industry, but you might be in a media industry, or probably there are several other industries that might benefit from that type of thinking.
About cross-fertilization between industries.
Yes.
I think there should be more of that because a lot of good ideas often come from outside industries. People from outside industries are often the people who come up with the innovations. So I think the more of that happens, the better.
I liked actually what Anu told the last thing about this head editor, visitor head editor. I will support this idea.
Yes, I have to go with that. I think it might have been better that I had no idea than to come up with a logo, the design that's compared to a pile of poo. So, you know, I'm deeply regretting that now, to be honest.
Okay.
So we have done. So West Express, the weekly newspaper here in Estonia, gets our star this week.